USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The FDA has approved the use of the first new drug to treat Alzheimer's disease in more than 20 years. The experimental drug was developed to slow the progress of the disease, not just treat its symptoms. Its approval has created controversy, though, with critics saying there hasn't been enough research proving the drug's merits to warrant approval. Dr. Jason Karlowish also believes that another study of the drug is needed. The co-director of the Penn Memory Center tells CNBC that it will be challenging to do a study with the FDA already approving the drug.
I think the evidence to approve the drug wasn't sufficient. Another study is needed to establish whether this drug, in fact, is effective. Unfortunately, the FDA approved the drug for marketing, although they also do want another study. The challenge will be how to do that study when the drug is also available for clinical prescribing.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
The Department of Justice says it was able to reclaim a portion of the ransom paid by Colonial Pipeline following a May ransomware attack. Tim Berg reports.
The Department of Justice has received $2.3 million of the ransom Colonial Pipeline paid to the hacking group DarkSide, the FBI obtaining the password to the hacker's Bitcoin account. During a news conference, Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco saying, "Today we turn the table on DarkSide." She also said,
"Ransomware attacks are always unacceptable. But when they target critical infrastructure, we will spare no effort in our response."
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he will sign a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that he will sign a law prohibiting any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information. Texas is one of several states to have banned vaccine requirements. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There are growing calls for a full investigation into the theory that the coronavirus leaked from a lab in Wuhan, China, with Dr. Anthony Fauci recently saying he was not convinced that the virus didn't come from the lab, after having dismissed the theory in the beginning of the pandemic. Representative Mike Walls says the origins of COVID need to be investigated. The Florida Republican tells Newsmax TV that China is using the pandemic to take advantage of the United States.
This cannot be a partisan issue. This is a national security issue. The Chinese government and Chairman Xi intends to replace the United States as a global leader. Listen to his own speeches where he talks about replacing the American dream with the China dream. And here's the thing, we bankrupted the Soviet Union with the space race and with Star Wars, and now the Chinese Communist Party is bankrupting the United States with this pandemic, and the Democrats just can't spend enough to try to use COVID to promote their own progressive spending spree. And it's playing right into the Chinese military's hands.
And Amazon founder Jeff Bezos says he'll ride one of his company's rockets into space. Bezos announcing Monday that he and his brother Mark will be aboard the first human flight for his company Blue Origin next month. The flight will take the brothers and the winner of an auction on a 30-minute flight to the edge of space, allowing them to experience several minutes of weightlessness before returning to Earth. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.